The race for Oregon governor is a battle between two political veterans. Incumbent Democrat John Kitzhaber is seeking an unprecedented fourth term. Republican Dennis Richardson is hoping for a promotion from his long-held seat in the Oregon House. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman has a look at the race for Oregon's top office.
Both Kitzhaber and Richardson have spent many years in the public eye. That means it's pretty easy to find archival tape of each of them. So I'm going to play an old soundbite from both of them to help you understand who they are. Let's start with Dennis Richardson, and let's go back 7 years to a 2007 debate on the floor of the Oregon House.
House Bill 2201 relating to health appropriate and many prescribed...
House Bill 2201 would have expanded health coverage for low-income Oregon children. Richardson rose in opposition to the measure. It wasn't that he was against keeping poor kids healthy. Instead, he didn't like how the program would have been paid for. It was an 85-cent hike in the cigarette tax. Richardson laid out a detailed case for why he didn't think that would work. And then he started doing imitations.
And so, the message is, everyone, start smoking. After all, it's for the kids. And so you'd be lighting up.
Why are you doing it, Joe? You already lost one lung. Because it's for the kids.
Maybe the speech helped. The bill died on the floor of the House that day. It was a rare win for the GOP that year in Salem. Richardson is used to being in the minority party in the state capitol. One exception was 2011, when Republicans and Democrats were split evenly in the Oregon House. And that brings us to our next piece of archival tape. It was 2 days after the 2010 election, and John Kitzhaber finally held a big enough lead to allow him to declare victory.
An election as close as this one gives us an historic opportunity to create that kind of operational political center that cuts across partisan lines and allows us to view problems through the lens of our shared values and our shared future.
That all might strike you as political gobbledygook, but the concept of a so-called operational political center is something Kitzhaber seems to really believe in. He still talks about it 4 years later when you ask him why he should be reelected.
The reason I'm running is because I believe that we have found a way to create an operational political center in Oregon. It's not about Republicans or Democrats. It's about getting results. And we did it together. And we have a huge opportunity going forward to move the ball even further down the field.
Kitzhaber points to Oregon's economic outlook. It's much brighter than when the governor took office 4 years ago. He says he deserves some credit for that, as he proposed tax incentives meant to persuade some of the state's largest companies, Nike and Intel, to expand in Oregon. He also takes credit for expanding access to health care in Oregon, even in the face of the botched rollout of the state's health insurance exchange website.
The most important thing is we never took our eye off the ball.
If you've been following Oregon politics over the past year, it will probably surprise you to hear the governor use Cover Oregon as an example of why he should be given another term. Taxpayers shelled out some $250 million for a health insurance website that never has worked right. The episode has resulted in lots of finger-pointing and counter-lawsuits between Oregon and its technology vendor, but Kitzhaber says despite it all, Cover Oregon still managed to produce results.
This isn't just about a website, it's about covering Oregonians, and we covered just under 500,000 people, reduced the rate of uninsurance to 5%. Think about that. If someone had said a year ago, only 5% of Oregonians will not have health insurance coverage, I think people wouldn't have believed it.
Kitzhaber is a former ER doctor who was elected governor twice in the 90s after a lengthy stint in the Oregon Senate. He says this will be his last election campaign, win or lose. He's staked out a healthy fundraising lead, and no Oregon Democrat has lost a race for governor since 1982. That would appear to make Dennis Richardson's quest, well...
The question often comes up on how I will actually win. You know, how can a Republican from Southern Oregon win in a democratically dominated state?
Richardson is banking on Oregon voters being tired of Kitzhaber. He says the Democrat was asleep at the wheel during the Cover Oregon meltdown.
It's not about personalities, it's about realities. And the reality of this administration is it has been a failure. That he may be a great doctor, I don't know, but he's not a good leader for the state of Oregon.
Richardson says he'd reach out to Oregon's international trade partners and would take a more hands-on approach to state governance. He says he'd take up residence in the governor's mansion. Kitzhaber spends more of his time in Portland than in the state capitol. Richardson has taken some heat in this campaign from liberal groups that say the Republican is too far to the right on social issues for most Oregonians. For example, he's spoken out against gay marriage and abortion rights. Richardson says, yes, it's true, he's a social conservative.
But my focus is on our education system, on our jobs, our economy, and on transparency and accountability in government.
Richardson says he'd enforce Oregon's laws regardless of whether he agrees with them. But to do that, he needs to break his party's three-decade streak in the loss column. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.